The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
The one story that people were talking about last week, and it just took off on social media simply because, I don't know, I think in some way everyone could kind of relate to this young lady. You put yourself in this position and you're like, I don't know what I would do if...
It sounded like a movie.
Oh, totally.
You know, and it sounded like a movie that even produced in this day and age would be unbelievable. Whitney Krupp, 16-year-old high school student, small town Michigan, like 2,100 people in this town. Mm-hmm. She gets nominated as homecoming queen. And the nomination is a goof. It's a joke. She's only nominated so people can then make fun of her. And she had no idea. And the guy that she was nominated with immediately drops out because he doesn't want to be seen with her. Mm. So then word gets around this little town, and this town becomes electrified. And they rally behind this girl like you've never seen before. They donate her dress. They do her hair. They fill the stadium during homecoming. So she feels like the queen that she really became.
Straight up movie.
Girl is now a hero.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone with us right now.
Whitney Krupp, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Or should we say good morning to homecoming queen?
How are you after all this now?
Just really good, but right now I'm just like really tired.
Take us back here real quick. When did this all go down? When did you get the nomination, and how soon after the fact did you find out that it was a joke?
I would say about 2 weeks ago when I figured out about the nomination and the joke, because they were both in the same day.
So what happened? Somebody tells you that you've been nominated. How do you then find out that that it was a goof?
A good friend of mine had told me that some kid had voted me in as the homecoming court, but it wasn't until later that evening that I went on Facebook and made a status about it, and everyone, he was just like messaging me and posting on my wall saying, oh, this is a joke and everything. I'm so sorry this happened. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this.
So what happened next? Did you approach anyone at the school? Did you talk to anyone about it?
The only people I actually really did talk about it is the football team, mm-hmm. because I heard they were a big part of it.
I can't even imagine how you would feel after that happens.
I can just say it was very devastating for me. I don't think you wanted to be in that position.
So once word got out that this was actually a joke by the other students, especially the D-bags on the football team, did anyone from the school approach you, from the administration? Did any teachers come up to you?
The teachers that came up and talked to me about it, but as far as, like, an investigation goes, I'm not 100% sure about that.
We all know, the girl like you, maybe a little bit odd, maybe dresses a little bit weird, you know, doesn't fit in, sort of keeps to herself. Did you know that you were that girl in your school?
Yes.
You did, eh? So was this a complete shock to you when you found out you were nominated for this?
Well, when the people told me, I was like, I'm not gonna believe it, because you kids have pulled so many jokes on me before.
How quickly did you find out that the entire town was kind of behind you and wanted to do this big parade and kind of rally on your behalf?
I want to say about a day or two.
And so what did they say? Like, word got out that this poor girl in the high school was nominated as a goof, and the only reason she was nominated was so people could laugh at her. Who made the first move in your town? Who was the first one that came to you and said, you know what, we got your back on this?
Actually, a lot of people in our town had actually approached me first. Like, I didn't even know them. They said, we're going to offer some of our services, and we got your back and everything.
So what happened? So the homecoming game happened, and they filled the stadium. You got a dress. You got everything else. Like, how did it go down that night?
I was actually pretty overwhelmed to see our stadium almost full.
And what's it like now when you walk down the halls of your school?
I still feel like I'm getting the cold shoulder once in a while, but not as often as I thought it would be during when this all happened.
When you read articles about yourself, where they call you a hero, what do you make of that?
It's good to know that I'm a hero in somebody's eyes, and that's all I want. Well, not really, but it makes me know that I'm helping another child that's either being bullied or probably in the process of being bullied.
Listen, this story broke everybody's heart, who read it. And, you know, your little town, 2,100 people, they really did the right thing. And I don't think there's a person who's listening to this right now that just isn't, proud as hell with everything that you went through and the way you handled it.
Right. Thank you.
Whitney, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show this morning.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.